Hello and welcome everybody to my Tuesday conference call. This is a call I hold every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time, with me, your host, Ted Keyes. It's a call where I show you how to move more freight, move it more efficiently, effectively, productively, so you make more money financially and just continue to build and increase your business. Today's title is this: want your prospects to hang up on you? Well, then make these calling mistakes. Do you want your prospects to hang up on you? Well, if you do, if that's your goal, if you want your prospects to basically hang up on you while you're midstream, then go ahead and make these mistakes. And here's the thing. It happens all the time. If you're not aware of these issues when you call, you will get hung up on. And let's face it, we've all gotten hung up on. It's just that by learning from our mistakes, then we move forward. Now, before I get into my topic today, as usual, go ahead and open up that last email that I sent you, that last email announcement that I sent you today. Go ahead and scroll down to the bottom of that email where you're going to see 9 attachments. We're going to go over each one. The first attachment, go ahead and click that open, is our Green Meadows Productions leaderboard. As I say every week, as an active agent under our umbrella, under the Green Meadows Productions office, make it your goal to get your name on that leaderboard. If anything, it'll show you that you're making progress in building your freight business. Go ahead and click out of there, folks, and open up that second email. Open up that second attachment. Second attachment is titled Three Calling Mistakes That Make Prospects Hang Up. Three Calling Mistakes That Make Prospects Hang Up. And when I say that, I should actually say Three Calling Mistakes That Make Prospects Hang Up on You. Not just hang up, but hang up on you. And if you're going to make these three mistakes, that's exactly what's going to happen. Your prospects will hang up on you. Now, possibly not all of them, but if you made these three mistakes with me, I would definitely hang up on you. Let's talk about these three mistakes. Now, as a freight sales agent, let's face it, folks, we're no stranger to rejection. We've all made hundreds, if not thousands, of prospecting calls so far, and regardless of how well you prepared or how perfect the prospect was for your freight service offering, some of those dials result in hang-ups. Now, why is that? Well, getting hung up on, and again, the focus here is not getting hung up on. The focus is the reason why we get hung up on. But getting hung up on occasionally is an unfortunate consequence of being in freight sales, but nothing for us to obsess over or to get upset about. However, if hang-ups are the rule rather than the exception for you, then something is definitely wrong in Kansas. Here are the top three reasons why prospects hang up on us freight sales agents. And if you're making one of these call-in mistakes, then take corrective action immediately. Now, here's the first reason, the first main reason why a prospect will hang up on you, and that is you mispronounce the name of your prospect or their company. Reason number one why you will get hung up on is that you mispronounce the name of your prospect or their company. Now, why would they hang up on you for doing that? Well, if you have an unusual name, you felt the pain of mispronunciation. When someone messes up your name, not only does your mood take a turn for the worse, but that person instantly loses credibility in your eyes. So if you have a hard-to-pronounce name, whatever it may be, let's face it, there are a lot of folks with difficult to pronounce names, and this is something that you've lived with over time, over the course of your life. There comes a time where you really get tired of people mispronouncing your name. And if somebody, even a freight sales agent, calls you if you're a shipping decision maker and they still mispronounce your name, well, you're automatically going to lose credibility in your shipping decision maker's eyes. So clearly, they don't know you and didn't care. What that basically means is the freight sales agent doesn't know you, and they didn't even care enough before meeting you to practice your name. So it's no wonder that you tune them out immediately. I certainly would. This is exactly how prospects feel when a freight sales agent slaughters their name or the name of their company. A butchered pronunciation signals that the sales agent didn't do their research and frankly doesn't care, which means you will hear a click when you do that. Now, how do you fix that, folks? What's the remedy for that? Well, mispronunciation is the number one reason prospects hang up on freight agents, and it's literally impossible to recover from. Now, you can recover it, but it's going to take you a long, long time. With this in mind, call the company and double-check the pronunciation of your contact's name before you dial them, especially if you see that it's going to be even if the name is in question. Asking for gatekeeper's assistance up front can prevent a hang-up later. And here's the thing on this issue. When you go into the call and you finally get a hold of this individual who has a difficult name to pronounce, whether first or last, and you pronounce it correctly, what do you think they're going to say? The immediate joy is going to come out of their voice because you made the effort to pronounce their name correctly. Believe me, you're already on their good list. Just another added note for that topic there. So, mistake number one, you pronounce the name of your prospect or their company incorrectly. Here's number two. Number two is you ignore your prospect's objections. The biggest one of the mistake number two is when you ignore your prospect's objections. Now, here's a common cold call scenario you might be able to relate to. You're the agent. You say, "Hi there, I'm Ted calling from Logistic Dynamics, and I'd like to talk about your freight requirements." Prospect replies, "Well, now is really not a good time." Here's what I come back with. "Okay, I understand it's not a good time. Logistic Dynamics can assist you in reducing your freight costs by 50%. We've worked with Company X, Organization Y, and Firm C. They found that by partnering with Logistic Dynamics," click. What just happened there? Well, even though the prospect objected to my call, I steamrolled right past her concern and launched into my pitch. This makes it clear that I wasn't listening to my prospect. So when people fear they're being ignored, they will hang up on you. At least I will. Now, what do you do to fix this? First of all, you listen to and respect a prospect's objection to your call. Maybe they're telling the truth and maybe they aren't, but that's not for you to decide. Great freight sales agents know they should never ignore their prospect's feelings, and this rule holds from the very first call that they make with any prospect. Here's the second thing. Before you even pick up the phone, define a few alternative paths the call should take and a number of results that could be acceptable to you. For example, here's a good example. If you're going into a call hoping to identify the decision maker, but the contact brushes you off with a quick, "I don't have time," pivot your ask in the following manner. This is what you follow up with. "It's a bad time. Okay, well, in that case, where can I find more information about your company so when you have time, I'm better prepared for our conversation?" That's just one reply that you can say to a customer when they say, I don't have time. Now, here's what this does. This question, the question that you ask is going to accomplish two things. It's going to lengthen your discussion time with your prospect. That's the first thing. The second thing is it disrupts the prospect from thinking about time and prompts them to think about their resources instead. Two great things that question accomplishes. And again, there are a million questions you can ask just to divert their attention from not having enough time. You might not have achieved exactly what you wanted to on the call, but these alternative results are promising. In addition, you've set yourself up nicely for a follow-up call. Let's face it, folks, when we make that first call, it is a challenge. It is a challenge getting your prospects' time, getting them to listen to you, getting them to pay attention to you. Yes, you are impeding on their time. However, as one of you said earlier, when we move their freight, we are helping them. We're assisting them in moving their freight and giving them great rates in the process. Think of that every time you go into a prospecting call. I am going to assist this person. Number three, third biggest mistake you can make is you sound scripted. You sound scripted. Now, take a note that I didn't say you're using a script. I said you sound scripted. You might be using a script and you might not. Either way is fine, but sounding like you're reading a script is certain death for any first prospecting sales call. When a freight sales agent sounds like they're reading from a script, they don't treat their prospects as individuals, and their own humanity is going to take a hit. Do we have to do this starting off? Yes, we do. But as I keep saying, when I train you, don't make it sound like you're reading from a script. I mean, read in front of a mirror several times before you do that, okay? But never, ever sound like you're reading from a script. How do you fix this? Well, the first thing is don't come off as a robot. Ensure you don't sound scripted by following these three simple rules. Three simple rules on not sounding scripted. First, lower your tone. First, lower your tone. Oftentimes, freight sales agents will start their calls with an unnaturally high pitch. This is something you have to practice. Lower your tone. Although you may think you're conveying excitement, prospects come to a different conclusion. The freight sales agent is being fake. That's the conclusion they come to. So what do? Strive to speak in your natural tone for the entire duration of the call. Let me say that again. Strive to speak in your natural tone through the entire duration of the call. What's the second thing you do? So the first thing is lower your voice. The second thing is slow down. Fast talking can signal a scripted approach. And the faster an agent speaks, the more likely it is that the prospect will hang up on you. Instead of trying to cram everything into a few seconds, slow your speech down, as I said earlier. You'll find it's much harder for a prospect to interrupt someone who's speaking slowly, for them to interject during a lightning quick pitch. Here's a third thing you've got to do to not sound scripted. And that is sprinkle pregnant pauses throughout your call. Pauses prevent the knee-jerk reaction of a hang-up and also indicate that you're truly engaged in the conversation. So if you're going to say something, say it. Pause. I even put that in my sales call information sheet on page 54 of the Freight Sales Success Guide. When you ask that first question, pause. I even put it in there. Pause. Not sure how long to stop for? I recommend about 2 seconds. Could be one, could be two, but just make sure you pause while you're having this conversation. And really, when your prospect is talking, make sure you close your mouth and you listen to what they say. Remember, folks that getting hung up on every once in a great while is normal. Not only that, but it's a good thing. But if you want to reduce your hang-up rate to zero, avoid these three common mistakes. I'll go over them once again. First mistake is you mispronounce the name of your prospect or their company. Second mistake is you ignore your prospect's objections. Third mistake is you sound scripted. Ignore these three, and you'll be on the phone a lot longer with each of your prospects. Okay, let's go ahead and X out of there and open up that third attachment. Open up that third attachment. Third attachment reads, how to bounce back from a sales drought. Now, I'm going to go over this real quickly here, folks, but how to bounce back from a sales drought. Before you can bounce back from your sales drought, you must accept that slow periods are perfectly normal for any business. You might find this is the most challenging task, especially if you've never faced a challenge like this before. Now, if you really look at that document, you're going to see the normal process of growing your business. If you're doing what I tell you to do, what I train you to do, when you follow the Freight Sales Success Guide, the points and all that are in there, you are going to see rapid growth initially. Unfortunately, some folks will witness a plateau after that rapid growth. Over time, they're going to generate more sales, and then you hit this little slump. Now, I'm giving this call in the fall. I'm giving this call in the mid-fall. If there's one thing that most people witness every fall is a down, it's a slump, because freight typically falls during the wintertime. Now, is this for everybody? No, it's not, but there is a typical slump in the fall time. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Hold on. Most of the time, sales slumps follow a period of extensive growth and or changes to your business structure, is what I said before. As you might know already, these things come naturally to any growing company. With this in mind, it's good to acknowledge from the start the high likelihood of facing the inevitable sales drought. So, what do you do? How can you make the most of your sales slump? Here's the only thing you can do. Take this time to sharpen your selling skills, search for new prospects, and reach out to your most loyal customers. However, I advise you to sharpen your selling skills and search for new prospects. You always have time to reach out to your most loyal customers. That doesn't take anything. That takes a phone call. What might seem like downtime is in fact just brewing time for your sales force to step it up a notch. That's the best thing you can do in a sales drought. And that's that one thing we just spoke about earlier in our question and answer period. Always be connecting. ABC, always be connecting. Always get three new contacts every single day and add to your contact list. Plain and simple. If you want to experience less of a drought, then keep adding to your contact list. That's what, and the reason for, one of the main reasons for a sales drought is that you don't do that. That's 90% of the time why you'll have a slump, and that's because you refuse to add to your contact list. If you don't want those slumps, keep adding to your contact list. Keep reaching out to those prospects that you just brought in. Okay. Let's go on to the fourth attachment. Fourth attachment reads, very simple, just went over this earlier, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that the sweetest sound to a person's ear is the sound of their name. Not only the sound of their name, but when they also pronounce it correctly. My last name is Keyes, K-E-Y-E-S. My first name is Ted, T-E-D. You would be surprised when I say my name, 80% of people cannot say it back to me. What did you say? Ted, T-E-D. I even have to spell it most of the time. What is that? So that goes hand in hand with what I just said here. The sweetest sound to a person's ear is the sound of their name. Repeat it many times while you're conversing with them. Yes, even Ted gets gets mispronounced. Even my last name, people have a tendency to say Keyes. No, it's not Keyes, it's Keys. Real simple, two syllables, Ted Keys. And you think it doesn't bother me when people don't pronounce my name correctly? Yes, it does. So, the sweetest sound to a person's ear is the sound of their name. Repeat it many times and pronounce it correctly while you're conversing with them. Let's go ahead and move on to that fifth attachment, folks. Go ahead and open that fifth attachment. Fifth attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, here's the soft sell in a nutshell. Notice my play on words there, soft sell in a nutshell. When we call our prospects for the first time, this goes hand in hand with the mistakes we make. But here's what should be in your mind when you go into every single sales call, and that is, don't talk, listen. Don't tell, ask. Don't sell, solve. Don't pitch, probe. Don't leave, close. That is the soft sell in a nutshell. Just five things you have to remember. And I keep saying this over and over again. Remember, it's never about us when we go into a prospecting call. It's always about them. When you think or when you remember that it's all about them, I'll go over this again, you'll not talk, you're going to listen more, you won't tell, you'll ask more, you won't sell, you'll be ready to solve their issues, you're not going to pitch, you're going to keep probing and asking, and don't leave until you close. In our case, just closing means getting on their freight list. That's what I mean by closing. Once you're on their freight list, you've got the opportunity right there. Then it's just a matter of quoting them solid, reasonable freight rates. So one more time, the soft sell in a nutshell, don't talk, listen, don't tell, ask, don't sell, solve, don't pitch, probe, and don't leave until you close. Close meaning at least get on their freight list or have the opportunity to quote their freight rates. That's it in a nutshell. Let's go ahead and move on, folks. Go ahead and open up that sixth attachment on the bottom of that last email that I sent. Sixth attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't say or do anything that can be construed as deceptive, such as saying it's a personal call when it's not, or you're following up on a previous call when you haven't even spoken. Shipping decision makers have the ability to find out if you're being untruthful or deceptive or not. So just in a nutshell, I'll say it over again, when you're calling them, don't say or do anything that can be construed as deceptive, such as saying it's a personal call when it's not, or you're following up on a previous call when you haven't spoken. They can tell whether you're being deceptive or not. I mean, just like you can tell whether somebody is being deceptive with you or not when they're attempting to call you for the first time. So that is not the way to start a business relationship anyway. So don't say anything that can be construed as being deceptive. Go ahead and click out of there and open up the seventh attachment that I sent you. Seventh attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, that your prospects' perception of you rises in proportion to how much you know about them and their challenges. Let me say that again. Your prospects' perception of you rises in proportion to how much you know about them and their challenges. What do? Use the gatekeeper to collect that valuable information. If that gatekeeper works closely with your decision maker, they're going to be in tune with the challenges that the shipping decision maker has. Now, are you going to know that right away? No, not necessarily, but you keep calling, you keep emailing, you keep building a relationship with the gatekeeper as well, you're going to find out what their challenges are. So, One more time, your prospect's perception of you rises. They think more highly of you in proportion to how much you know about them and their challenges. Let's go ahead and X out of there and open up the eighth attachment. Eighth attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to call that tough-to-reach shipping decision maker during their lunch or before the starting time. Call that tough-to-reach shipping decision maker during their lunch or starting time. If nothing else has worked, that's, you know, these are really the only other options you have. The opportunity to get through is much higher, believe it or not, during those times. Why is that? Because most folks nowadays, they don't leave during lunch or they come back. I guess the better thing to do is call toward the end of lunch. Let's just say between 12:30 and 1 o'clock their time. The opportunity to get through is much higher during those times. Okay, moving on to our last attachment. Last attachment, as I have in past times, and I am today, this is my Bible insight. For those of you that don't know, I am a firm believer in the Bible and what it has to say. My topic for today, in relationship to the Bible, is that godly freight agents understand that it's important to be cheerful. Godly freight agents understand that it's important to be cheerful. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, cheerfulness is a gift that we give to others and to ourselves. Few things in life are more sad, or for that matter, more absurd than grumpy individuals. What does that relate to? That relates to Proverbs 17:22, and that is, a merry heart does good like medicine. A merry heart does good like medicine. Now, how can we apply this? Well, cheerfulness is an attitude that's highly contagious. Remember that cheerfulness starts at the top. A cheerful organization begins with a cheerful leader. Now, I say that by putting pressure on myself. If I don't sound cheerful, boy, I'm being two-faced about what I'm saying here. So really, this has to start with me. I've got to be cheerful in order for me to exude that cheerfulness. So it's an attitude that's highly contagious. I feel that by me being cheerful, that you're going to be cheerful. So if I'm not, let me know sometimes, folks. My quote applying to this is, first one is from C.H. Spurgeon, that be assured, my dear friend, that it is no joy to God in seeing you with a dreary countenance. One more time. Be assured, my dear friend, that it is no joy to God in seeing you with a dreary countenance. Second one comes from Mary T. Freeman. God is good and heaven is forever, and if those two facts don't cheer you up, nothing will. God is good and heaven is forever. If those two facts don't cheer you up, nothing will. That comes from Mary T. Freeman. Great topic today on the mistakes that you can make that will have your prospects hang up on you. If you have any questions today about my topic, call me at this number, 626-309-9141. Again, any questions about my topic today, call me Ted Keyes at 626-309-9141. For those of you that have not joined our highly productive office, I'm the one to speak to. Give me a call, Ted Keyes, at 626-309-9141. Any questions involving our LDI freight system, which we utilize to move our freight with Green Meadows Productions, that question is for my wife, Maria. Again, same number, 626-309-9141. If you have any inkling to hear the podcast on this, then go to tedkeysonline.com and hit the podcast link. You'll see a number of different podcasts there that you can listen to. Utilize this information. They are free to move more freight. Great topic today. Appreciate your time. God bless you all. I will talk to you all soon. Thanks, and take care.